Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio program. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, our morning worship service at 10:45, and then Sunday night at 6 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can be seen on the local TV station, Channel 6, at 8 p.m. on the second and fourth Thursday night. We're just an old-fashioned, Bible-believing Baptist church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer. Amen. What a beautiful day the Lord's give this morning. I trust that you're getting ready to go to the house of the Lord this morning. Honor Him who's been so good to us, even in these troublesome times that we live in. I know that our God has a plan this morning. I know that that He provides for us, even in the darkest hours and in the leanest of times. I'm glad that that heaven's not in recession this morning. I'm glad there's not cutbacks or layoffs in the glory land. I'm glad there's storehouses that never have been tapped into this morning, and that He's promised that He will take care of you and I this morning. We are His children, if so be that you're saved by the grace of God this morning. And so you can look up and know that our redemption is drawing nigh this morning. This world's not my home. And each and every day, brother, I feel less and less part of this world. I'm looking for something more. I'm looking for a land that's fairer than day. I'm looking for a world wherein dwelleth righteousness. I'm looking for a Savior and a God this morning who's going to come back and transform us in the moment of a twinkling of an eye, and thank God, just catch us away. I'm just excited this morning. It's just good to be a child of God, to know that everything is well between you and heaven this morning. I'd like to invite you to come to Mountain View Baptist Church this morning if you've not got a church home, and we're taking all the precautions that we can this morning. We are sanitizing the church before every service, and we are checking temperatures as folks come in. We have masks and gloves. We are marking off pews for distancing this morning. And we're doing the best that we can. But I'm glad to know that the Lord's in charge and in control this morning. And we want to invite you out to our services beginning at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning for Sunday school. Now, we don't go into the classrooms. We just have a general auditorium Sunday school. And then at 10:45, we have our morning worship service. And then at 5 p.m. On Sunday evening, our Sunday evening worship service. And I'd like to invite you, especially this afternoon in our evening service. Brother Jimmy Bailey will be here preaching for us in the evening service beginning at 5 o'clock this afternoon. I ask you to remember these on our prayer list today. Keep praying for Brother Cecil Parrish and Jesse Robinson. Also remember Glenda Henderson, Edna Owens this morning. Remember Jenny Rabe this morning, also Leroy Bradley, and also Brother George Coffey that took a fall. We want to remember him this morning. Doris Latta, Linda Posey this morning. Remember Miss Myra Smith is going to have some surgery next week, and we certainly want to remember her in prayer this morning. And of course, always remember those that are on our extended prayer list this morning. I remember Bob and Linda Schaefer. I remember Howard and Helen Odom this morning, Zula Ellis, and also Miss Bessie Hawkins this morning in your prayers. I hope this song will be a blessing to you this morning.
Each time I stop and take the time to
Amen. 1 Peter chapter number 1 this morning, verse number 3. The Bible said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, and the trial of your faith being much more precious than that of gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, may be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, in whom though you now see him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently,
who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what manner time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified before him the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Unto him it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which now reported unto you by them which have preached the gospel unto you, the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust and your ignorance, but as he which called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Our Heavenly Father, now God, as we come before you, how we thank you, God, for the day that you've given, Lord, the blessings upon our life for strength and help this morning. God, for your precious word that we're able to look into this morning, God, and Lord, find direction, instruction for our life. And Father, I thank you for the privilege to gather in your house this morning, God. And Lord, I pray your Holy Spirit, I would have the reins of the service this morning, God. I pray you'd save to the uttermost. And Lord, that you'd throw out the lifeline to those, Lord, about to go under this morning, God. I pray that the name of your Son be exalted above measure. Lord, may it receive glory this morning, God, from the hearts and lives of your people. I pray you bless in a mighty way this morning, God, and we will thank you for everything that's accomplished this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen this morning. I want to preach on the thought this morning, dear friend, concerning what to do until Jesus comes. What to do until Jesus comes this morning. Our Lord gave instruction before he left concerning our agenda until he returns. Jesus said, what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch and pray. He said, work while it's day, because night's coming when no man is going to be able to work. And he said, be about your Father's business. Thank God this morning. The Apostle Paul continued saying, we ought to fight the good fight of faith. I run the race. Dear friends, setting aside the sin and the weights that do so easily beset us. To put on the whole armor of God and to stand. Dear friend, this morning the Bible said in Romans chapter 12, dear friend, to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God this morning. John the Beloved said, be thou faithful unto death, and I'll give you a crown of life. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Dear friend, this morning, but he said, dear friend, love one another. Dear friend, and live in such a way that we'd not be ashamed at his appearing. Dear friend, and then here Peter, dear friend, and this epistle directs us to keep some things until Jesus returns. Amen. Now, we know the next event, dear friend, on God's account calendar this morning is the rapture of the church. Man, I sure am looking forward to the day, dear friend, that I hear the sound of a trumpet. Dear friend, that my body is instantaneously, in a moment of a twinkle of an eye, changed. Dear friend, fashioned like unto his glorious body. I thank God the dead that already have gone on, dear friend, will be raised up. I take hold of our hand, and we'll be called up together to meet the Lord in the air. Dear friend, all the sorrows and miseries of this world, I thank God I'll have to let go. All the bonds and chains, dear friend, that have held us down, dear friend, I'll have to give way. And thank God we'll be caught up, dear friend, to meet the Lord in the air. Dear friend, thank God the song, dear friend, sweet hour of prayer, I'll wave goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Dear friend, when we're called out of this world, and we know that God gave Daniel the key to all prophecies. Dear friend, he told him there'd be 70 weeks. Dear friend, and then God would bring an end to sin, and that God would establish his kingdom and crown his Messiah. Dear friend, that we also know this morning, dear friend, that the odds stopped the calendar. Dear friend, the countdown at 69 weeks. Dear friend, when Jesus Christ was crucified, crucified. Our dear friend upon the cross of Calvary. Our dear friend, listen, leaving 1 week that we call Daniel's 70th week, at the time of Jacob's trouble. Our dear friend, the years of great tribulation which shall be upon this earth. Our dear friend, this morning you'll find it listed in the Olivet Discourse. Our dear friend, this morning, and all of that, our dear friend, cannot take place, our dear friend, until Revelation 4 is fulfilled. When John turned, our dear friend, and heard a voice that said, come up hither. I thank God that's what I'm looking forward to. Our dear friend, this morning, our dear friend, the Old Testament cannot be fulfilled, and the New Testament cannot go forward until the church is taken out of this world. Amen. Our dear friend, that's what we're waiting for. That's what we're looking for. But until then, what are we to do? Amen. Verses 3 down through verses 5. Peter said it is a glorious and blessed event, the hope of our salvation. And said we're waiting, our dear friend, and longing for that day. It is a lively hope that he has given us through the resurrection of his son, Jesus Christ. Our dear friend, and we're looking for that day, our dear friend, when it happens unto us. But until then, in verse number 6, he mentions there'll be temptations. The enemy's always looking to ensnare us, to pull us away, to pull us down. Our dear friend, to shame us this morning. Our dear friend, to get us to quit. Our dear friend, this morning, to stop us from serving the Lord this morning. In verse number 7, he mentions trials. Brother, there's going to be hardships. There's going to be struggles. There's going to be tests. Our dear friend, this morning, although we're not going through the great tribulation, our dear friend, there's no telling what we're going to have to endure before Jesus steps out on a cloud. Our dear friend, Jesus himself said you must enter in the kingdom of God through much tribulation. Not the great tribulation, but through much tribulation. Our dear friend, there are going to be sorrows, our dear friend, that are going to be cast upon us, our dear friend, in the last days. Our dear friend, Paul said there'll be perilous times that are going to come, our dear friend, upon men this morning. Our dear friend, in the hearts of men are going to fail because of the fear of things that lie before them. And Lord God, as we look at this world that's coming apart by the seams, our dear friend, I'm telling you, we're going to go through some trying times. But Jesus said, just look up and know that your redemption is drawing nigh. He said, I told you these things were going to take place, and they were going to happen. That's what he said in verses number 11, that they were testified of this morning. But then we find how the Bible tells us, our dear friend, this morning, our dear friend, that we just not know, our dear friend, that his coming is nigh. In verses number 18, our dear friend, I didn't read this, but verses number 18 down through the remainder of the chapter, our dear friend tells us and reminds us of our salvation. Our dear friend, who we are, our dear friend, this morning, how we're saved, why we're saved, and how long we're saved. I thank God this morning. Our dear friend, in verses number 19, he tells us how we're saved. He said we're not redeemed, dear friend, by corruptible things such as silver and gold, but by the precious blood of Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. I'm glad I've been washed in the crimson flood. I'm glad I've been born again, thank God, by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, not the will of men, but by the will of God. Dear friend, the Bible tells us in verse number 18, from what we're saved, he said we have, dear friend, been redeemed. I thank God this morning from the vain conversations of the traditions of our fathers. In other words, we've been saved from our past. Amen. The slate has been wiped clean. The debt has been settled. Thank God this morning the scales have been balanced because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our dear friend, in verse 19, our dear friend tells us who our dear friend has saved us this morning. Amen. Verse 19 says, by Christ Verse number 21 says, dear friend, those that do believe in God the Father. And verses number 22, he said it's through the Spirit with a capital S. Amen. I'm glad it took all three this morning. The precious Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Dear friend, to bring about salvation in the lives of men. In verse 23, it tells us how long we've been saved. Have we been born again? Not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible. By the word of God, which liveth and abideth. I thank God forever. Amen. Brother, I'm glad that God reminds us here. Though the way may get rough and rocky, dear friend, though trials and troubles and tribulations may come upon us, we're going to make it this morning. Thank God. Amen. He that begun a good work in you is going to finish it. Dear friend, he will accomplish it in you this morning. Dear friend, but verses 13 down through verses 17 gives us seven things that we need to keep. Dear friend, until the Lord comes again. Amen. Amen. Number one, in verses number 13, we need to keep apprised of the situation. Amen. Peter said, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind and be sober. Amen. Gird up the loins of your mind this morning. Dear friend, the Lord told us he is going to return. Amen. And he told us the things we're going to have to go through and endure. Dear friend, this morning. And he told us, knowing this is what he expected of us. Dear friend, this morning, I'll tell you, in the mind is the greatest battle, dear friend, that we have today. Amen. The devil's doing his best to get your mind, dear friend, entangled in the affairs of this life and occupied in the things of this world. Dear friend, that you've got to realize that though you're in the world, you are not of this world. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, and be aware of the day that you live and the time that you live. Dear friend, that it's at hand. We're in the Saturday evening. Dear friend, we're almost, dear friend, going home. We're right on the edge of eternity. Dear friend, and we need to be apprised of the situation. The Bible said not to slumber, and it's high time to awake. Dear friend, that our salvation is nearer than now than it was before, and knowing not that the day is approaching. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, we're not to let that day overtake us as a thief in the night. We're to realize the time, redeem the time, and knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, dear friend, that they also need to get saved this morning. Amen. We need to quit focusing on the minors and start focusing on the majors. Amen. He also said in verses 13 to be alert, to be sober. Amen. On the lookout, be cautious and careful. Amen. He warns us in chapter 5 of the snares of the devil, have the traps, dear friend, the elements that are designed to ruin your testimony, your marriage, your family, your reputation this morning. Amen. Dear friend, Titus 2:11, dear friend, this morning is opposite of being sober. Dear friend, this morning of being inebriated. Dear friend, this morning, I'm telling you, he's not talking about being drunk. Dear friend, or not being drinking, but he's talking about being aware. Dear friend, to being sharp. Dear friend, about the situation we're in. Amen. Some days it's like negotiating a minefield. There's obstacles on the course. There's quicksand. The times we've got to duck and dodge. Times we've got to wrestle with powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness. Dear friend, we've got to keep our eyes open. Try the spirits and know that they're of God. Test the waters. Prove all things. Paul said we're not ignorant of his devices. Jesus said be wise as serpents, but harmless as doves. Amen. Brother, you better wake up. Get your head out of the clouds and out of the sand and realize where you're at. That the Lord is soon on his way. And brother, that there's some things that we need to accomplish. Dear friend, in verses 13, 13 as well. He said there's some things we need to be assured of. He said hope to the end. Amen. For the grace that is to be brought to you by the revelation of Jesus Christ. He's not talking about in a negative way. He's not talking about those that's got to endure to the end to be saved. Brother, I'm saved. I'm going to endure to the end. Amen. Dear friend, but he's talking about, dear friend, this morning, the hope, dear friend, that we have in this world is at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Amen. It is our blessed hope and glorious appearing. It is the faith that we've hoped for. Everything that we've been promised will be given at his return. That's why Jesus said, my reward is with me to give to every man, and said it does not yet appear what we shall be like, but when he appears we shall be like him. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, I may not look regal, I may not possess riches, but at his appearing all that's going to change. Woo, hallelujah. Dear friend, I'm going to receive my inheritance. I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Amen. Everything that we believe and everything that we preach and everything that we proclaim, brother, it's just a hoax and a fairy tale in the eyes of this world. Dear friend, everything this morning, dear friend, is by faith until he steps out on a cloud. Woo! Until he steps out, dear friend, until the sky rolls back, dear friend, the Lord calls us out. He is our hope this morning. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved, dear friend. But I'll tell you something else. In verses number 14, dear friend, this morning we need to keep accountable. Amen. He said, "As obedient children, dear friend, this morning we will answer for the life that we live." The Bible said judgment must begin at the house of the Lord. Amen. Paul said, "Know you not that we all must appear at the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of the deeds done in this body, whether they're good or bad." Dear friend, we're going to be tested, dear friend, on the life that we built on at the service of the Lord. Amen. Whether it was on hay, wood, and stubble, or whether it's on gold, silver, and precious stones. Amen. When the master of the house returns, when the Lord of the vineyard appears, when the householder comes to require account of his stewards, our lives are going to be examined. Our works are going to be tried. Our faithfulness is going to be rewarded. Dear friend, our motives are going to be revealed. And thank God if you hear the words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." It'll be worth it all this morning. Dear friend, I'll tell you, dear friend, we're going to be accountable for the life that we've lived. Dear friend, then the Bible said, dear friend, not only accountable, dear friend, that we'll be alienated, dear friend, from this world. Amen. Dear friend, he said in verses 14, dear friend, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts. Amen. Dear friend, this morning we're to come out from the world and be separated this morning. Dear friend, he said, "Come out from among them and touch not the unclean thing, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness." Dear friend, not to walk according to the course of this world. Dear friend, not to be entangled in the affairs of this life, and not to be enslaved by the members, dear friend, of our body, because we cannot serve two masters. Amen. How many more ways has the Lord got to say it? You're a new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things have become new. Paul said, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But the life I live now, I live by faith in the Son of God that loved me and gave himself for me." God has cleansed us. And God has aspirated the filth of our life. Dear friend, the Bible tells us that many have forgotten that they've been purged, dear friend, from their old sins. Amen. Dear friend, it's time we realize how this world has nothing for us. All that's in this world is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And these are not of the Father this morning. And then in verse 15, said there's some things that we need to keep acceptable. He said, be ye holy even as I am holy. Amen. We need to keep our lives clean. Amen. I'm not perfect this morning. I dear friend that we may live in Christ and grieve not the Holy Spirit and quench not the Holy Spirit. I dear friend, this morning we grieve the Spirit when we sin and do things contrary to the Word of God. Amen. We quench the Spirit. Dear friend, this morning when we present ourselves here without repentance or acknowledgement, dear friend, of those offenses. Dear friend, when we don't pray, we don't ask God to forgive us and cleanse us. Paul said, I die daily. Amen. There needs a continual cleansing, examining ourselves. Dear friend, conforming ourselves to Him. You can't worship except you get Him the Spirit and the truth. And dear friend, you can't get Him the Spirit and truth until you come clean and acknowledge your sins. Amen. I'm talking about in all areas of our life. And then finally, before time runs out, in verse 17, there's some things we need to be acquainted with. Amen. He said this morning, call on the Father. Amen. That's what we need to keep doing. Keep praying. Dear friend, and constant communication is essential to our walk with God in this world. Remember, we're just pilgrims passing through. Amen. We're strangers abiding in a foreign land. I don't feel at home. I don't feel safe in this world. But I'm looking for the Lord to come again and call me out of this thing. But until then, I'm going to call on His name. I'm going to rely upon His mercy and His grace. I'm going to trust in, dear friend, His ability and His love this morning. Amen. May the Lord keep you and richly bless you until Jesus comes. Amen.